Welcome to Live Your Dream. Welcome, 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 everyone. This is Live Your Dream. This is your host, Darlene P. Noble. We are here live. Actually, we're having this great morning lined up with our guest. Well, we are going to bring aboard with us shortly. On Live Your Dream, we promote, showcase, and feature models and talent and industry professionals along with business owners to get their information out there and have them to come on and tell us what is the latest with them and also to share different things that what's going on for the future. On today, our lineup is a swimsuit model out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, who joined my network about 2 years ago. Her name is Caitlin Grace. I'm so excited to have her on this morning. We're going to bring her aboard with us shortly. She actually won the swimsuit, when information was submitted for the photos in September, where she was on the cover of our IPH magazine. How exciting was that? I know she's going to share some insights about that as well. And also on today, we have Kendall Shaw, who is actually out of, North Carolina, Raleigh-Durham area, where she joined our network probably a little bit over 2 months ago, and she is in the lineup today in the finale for the next cover model that is going to be the winner of that will be on the face of our magazine for February. So a lot is going on, So I definitely wanted to bring you all up to speed on what's going on with Top Models and Talents. IPH is the overall company. We got a lot of great things that are coming aboard. We had two new sign-ups recently. One is a singer. His name is Jonathan Siegel. And the other is actually Tony. She is out of Atlanta. Both is out of Atlanta, who is just so excited to be a part of our network. Also, they're joining M&T Production, which is another division of IPH, where we will also get their information and faces out there. Just a bigger market as well when you join different areas to keep, you know, your information out there, your face out there. So it's just so much to provide, and we're glad that we're able to provide this platform. Going back to the contest today, that contest started at 12 midnight. It will end today at 11:59 p.m. of Top Models and Talent Scout. The three people that are in there is Kendall Shaw and Yasmin Chanel Noble and also model actress Heaven, who is a six-time winner, and she's been on the cover of our magazine 5 times. So that speaks volume to me. Just in a nutshell, for someone who have won that many times and still striving to be on the cover of our magazine because she knows that that's going to promote her, feature her, and showcase her and give her all that great connecting forces and all that. So we're so excited to have her once again be a part of our contest. And we wish all of them, you know, well. Of course, we vote as a company. We already voted, and we're going to do a projection a little later on today. What's going on with me, your host, VP Noble, Darlene Pierce Noble, I am going to be on a live show tonight, on a radio show myself being interviewed. That's coming up, and that's going to be with Myron Grace, where the celebrities feel as though they're at home. He actually, as far as getting a lot of information out there, interviewing a lot of celebrities. And just to give you some ideas, like Lisa Ray, Halle Berry, Maya, so many others that is a part of his show over the time span that I am going to be interviewed and chatting with them. So that's going to go in at 10 p.m. tonight. I'll put some more information out there soon so I can let everybody know exactly what link that you can click on to get on there. So not only he did that for me, he also is promoting me in reference to a commercial. I have a commercial. I also have a branding video on YouTube. And a lot of things where they have a celebrity magazine where my logo and information is in there as well, and so many others. I'm going to do a segment on his radio talk show, which I want to do something talking with ladies, like going to probably name it around girl talk. Then have the men on, talk about men talking. I might mix it all up and give that platform to things outside of Live Your Dream, but to have where people can, you know, talk about different topics as well. So we're going to go ahead and bring our guests on, and we'll chat a little bit further what's going on with IPH at the top of the year and talk about my office space. And I'm so excited to be in the first office space in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So we'll chat a little bit more about that a little later. So we're going to go ahead and bring our guests on. So, Caitlin, are you there? Caitlin? Hello, can anybody hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Well,
Linda's here.
Hi. I actually have you, we in a mode, we're on the speaker. So can you hear me? So, Caitlin, are you here too? Okay, well, she's not, she hasn't called in yet. How are you doing on today?
We're great. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for calling in and tuning in with us. I know that there's a lot of great things and big things. We just had Christmas on yesterday, so I want you all to introduce yourself and just, you know, share whatever you want to share as far as, and the little one is there too. Kendall, how are you doing on this morning?
Hey.
You doing great?
Yes,
look at you. Well, I'm excited to hear your voice and everything, and thank you so much for your mom allowing you to join our network.
You're welcome.
Oh, so, well, we can go ahead and start with you, Miss Lady. So tell us your age.
My age is 6 and a half.
Yes, 6 and a half. So you just had a birthday, or is a birthday, when is your birthday?
June 25th.
Okay, so you'll be 7 next year. How exciting is that? So, I know that you model. Do you dance as well? Do you like to dance also, Kendall? Okay, Mom. And I know at this point, and I'm not sure, let me know if you can hear me at any point. And I know we have our queue up where you can actually send a message. And with that being said, Mom, I know that she's modeling, she's doing big things, and I see that you all are connected. We were able to meet at Fayetteville at an open call.
Yes, that's right.
So for that show, will you all be in the Good Life show as well?
Yes, we will be in the Good Life show.
All right. So and so you walk in for Julian, or you all walking for a different designer?
We will probably walk for a different designer, but we should walk for Julian before.
Okay, great. So I know I was actually outside and I saw you and I saw another young lady with her daughter as well, and we just was out talking. I was telling her they were actually doing the catwalk. I remember on it was like a little high rise of bricks. And they're on there, like the guest where you can sit at as well. So I was like, wow, look at them. They got definitely potential to do that. So how long has she been modeling?
Kendall's actually only been modeling for about a year now. She's gotten exposure and now. And she likes it.
Oh, great. So, and with all the exposure and everything she's getting on Facebook and even with the contest, I know you're excited, Kendall, about being in the contest, because if you win, you could become the face of not only for the last week when you were our actually model for the week, but your face will be on a magazine. Would you like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yes. I'm excited. That's great. Great. So, and Mom, so did she have any type of actually runway training, or did she actually was just a natural, born natural?
Well, she did a couple of shows where she just got practice with one of her friends, the other little girl, George. But now we're not in model management. She has regular runway practice.
Oh, okay. Because with our group of MNC Production, and that is an area where we're going to start runway, with Princess and Prince of the Runway. So that's something else I will chat with you all off, you know, a little bit offline as well. But that's going to be from ages 5 to 12. and they will be able to be in their own little runway show where they can be booked to do shows locally or either, you know, as it may be in a different state, but all that will definitely be, you know, pretty much informed before any of that happens. So I would love to definitely get that out there towards you all as well and also get that out there towards all our, you know, everyone is listening. So that's coming. We did put information in our magazine. We did put things in our magazine in regards of that's about to come. And I also, what we're going to have is we're going to have four different locations of starters. One is going to be out of Atlanta, so we're going to get an ambassador for Atlanta. One is going to be out of Fayetteville. And then one is going to be out of Charlotte and out of Columbia. And what's going to happen is that there are going to be times where they may cross over and be at each other's shows, wherever the show is. If the show is in Columbia, then we'll work it out where some of the models can be in the show in Columbia. So it'll be different type of, you know, locations from time to time. But our goal is to get it to be 100% booked, paid for any events that they're a part of. So I'm so excited about talking about that with you all as well. So being on social media, I do know with the contest and as a mother and sharing her information, we have actually, you know, access to a lot of people who's following us. And sometimes they may not go. And I do know Tanika Porter, are you familiar with her? She's Model Heaven's mom.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And what's happening is that as a mother and as anybody who's putting their kids out there, what is your take on this format of you know, for social media? Did you ever thought it would come to this type of mode for social media, that this is something that we could do now?
Before, I was a little wary about it, and I still don't like all the information out there. I directed through me, but I never thought that we were actually doing this so much, so being part of social media is necessary to get, you know, the exposure that we need to, you know, pursue her dream. So, you know, I do allow her to be out there. I don't, like I said, put out a lot of information, basically her with, you know, her age, friend, that makes sure that we're pursuing opportunities that are actually beneficial for her.
Yes, yes. And you definitely have to be, you know, very understandable when it comes down to, you know, the rules and regulations. And I tell people all the time on Facebook that that whatever there is, you know, as far as me, social media, I was always out there in social media like over like 15 years ago. So that made me comfortable to a lot of things because I even, you know, just knew different things. But when people are new coming into it, of course, it is definitely where you want everything to be, you know, where, you know, it's where people can see and know that you a person, you're serious about yours and you want it, but you don't want nobody to take anything, you know, out of context and do things that they should not do to photos, you know, to different things. But I can assure you that on today, we have a lot of successful parents too, and as well as models and talent who they've gotten comfortable with it too, as you stated, and they're doing, you know, a lot of other things too to promote. And what takes place is when tagging someone, just learning even how to do that, that is a big part of it. And it's basically just asking your friends and followers and your family to, you know, to like and follow as well. And I do know that sometimes, you know, that takes a toll and takes some time to do that. But it really pays out in the end because everybody wins from that. So I want to now, I do know that Caitlin Grace, she's going to be joining us shortly. She's calling from, I want to say, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. She'll be on in to fill us in a little later on in the show. And I also, with that being said, how was your Christmas? How was your Christmas? Did you get everything you want, Kendall? Can you hear me? Hello? Are you out there? Hello? Well, caller, if you're there, I know that you you're on the line as Sue and Grace. Actually, Kasem may have called in too. We may be having some signal problems with the actually online studio. So please feel free. You can cue me on Facebook to let us know any information if you can hear me or not. So today on Top Models and Talent, we have that contest that is actually going forth right now. We'll do production shortly after the show. And then later tonight, I will be on live on a radio show with Myron Grace, who actually interviews celebrities. So I'm going to be right there in the mix of getting all this information out there about what we do. We got a commercial that is already out there. And I would love to have you all hear it, but I think he's going to provide that to me a little later on. The branding video was already shared with our page, so that was put out there, and we will recirculate that as well. So I'm just so excited for all the, my many blessings that are coming upon us with the new office space that we have out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's so much fun to be able to have a meeting and have our show in there, and also to shop for new furniture and make it my own and decorate it accordingly. So I definitely hear you. So are you there now? I know we was having some difficulties. Can you hear me now? Hello? So I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're still having some technical difficulties at this point. And our tech team is working to get that resolved. In the meantime, I just want to share with you all a little bit more of that what's going on with me with my office space. I'm so excited. On today, we do have Caitlin Grace, who is actually joining us. We have Kendall Shaw and her mom, who is on the line, too. We just, at this point, having some difficulties hearing them, and I'm not sure if it's vice versa, but we'll find out a little shortly. We're queuing them now to see if they can hear us. Okay, so we just got some updates about Kasem Grace. It might be an issue her coming on right now, so I just want to let everyone know that if we can't get her on today's show, we'll definitely get her on a later show to talk with her a little further. So what's going on in social media around the way, we have Live Your Dream, which are our show. Our social media page is blowing up. We currently right now have over 1,200 listeners, which we remember when it used to be one listener. Now we have 1,200 listeners. So we want to say thank you to all our fans and followers who support us to get us to where we at. We want to grow it even bigger and better. We want to have a segment where we have commercials and we do ad spaces and we do different things that we have out there for our listeners and also our affiliates, whoever want to put their information out there. Today we published Top Models and Talent magazine, where at this time the cover model is on there. It's Lassane, and she is actually on the cover. And she will be coming aboard. She's been on several of our shows already where she's able to talk with us and share what she's up to. She's had a recent photo shoot. She's currently going to have another one coming soon also. But she is so, so excited. Alexandra Lassane, she lives local in Fayetteville. I had many opportunities to speak with them directly. They actually came to our new office space last week. And what's happening with her is that she has so much stuff in reference to school that she's doing in a positive light to work with other kids too as well. And then her grades are phenomenal as well. So we want you not only to be in the industry and believing in your dreams and going forward with it, but we definitely want to make sure that you're getting all your lessons in and you're and able to do the things you need to do above. Hello, this is Darlene P. Noble. We'll Live Your Dream. Are you there? Anyone there? Okay, so we still at this point still waiting for
Hello?
Some more.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Hi, how are you doing? I'm so sorry. We were having some technical difficulties. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. So on today, I know at this point we just got a message from Caseman Gray. She's having some issues right now getting on herself. So hopefully we'll have her own coming on soon. What's happening with her? She was our cover model for IPH earlier this year for September. We had 3 months of where we had swimsuit models submitted their photos, and she was one of the ones selected to actually be on the cover. And so she made the cover of our September issue. Beautiful young lady. She's out of Myrtle Beach. Hope to meet her soon. And we also, in reference to what's going on, is talking about New York Fashion Week. So have you heard anything about New York Fashion Week? What's coming up with that?
We heard a little bit of information on it. We're just waiting for some more. Kendall will be participating.
Okay. Wonderful. And now coming up, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Christy DeLong. She has a model and talent agency. So we are affiliated through where we are connected, and she is actually working on right now getting more information and actually submitting information also. She will be doing that. So I'll have more information. Me and her are going to have a meeting earlier part of this week, and I have more information about that too. So far I have 3 models that are going to New York, and they're so excited. So I definitely want to be at least one of the event, if not be at all. But that's definitely the going thing, is to be in a new, you know, be there to get the experience and exposure, if not in the show itself. So have you ever been to New York before as well during that time?
No, we've actually never. I'm from New York, but we've actually never been there.
Okay. Yeah. So now, with that being said, I'm not sure if you've heard of, is this actually a designer? She does a lot of, like, designs for crowns, like tiaras, and her name just slipped my mind, but I'll post that. She is having a fashion, she's going to be there at a fashion week. Some models out of Texas are going to be in her show. So that's when I'm going to connect with her and see if they have any more openings for, like, an open call, and then we present it to everybody so that can be out there as well. So they have more than one avenue. We're working on talking about a photo shoot for doing Fashion Week, where if no one make it within, and even if they make it within the Fashion Week, far as the runway, are there just to go? We're working on having a photo shoot. They did have one earlier this year, and it was very successful, and our magazine covered them for the photo shoot. So that's something great too, and they made a lot of different magazines around the United States and also around the world as well. Outside of mine. So I'm excited about that also. So now I know she's right there still. Did she walk away? Is she still there?
She's still here.
Okay. So now what grade? So right now, being that she's 6 and a half, what grade are you in?
First grade.
Oh, so what is your favorite subject in school?
What do you like in school?
I like science.
She said she likes what again?
Science.
Oh, science. Ooh. So you like science. So what she does, a lot of projects, do they do a lot when it comes to different type of projects that they do for school with science in the first grade?
Well, they have a STEM program at her school, which is on technology, engineering, and math. So they actually do have a lot of projects.
Oh, wonderful. See, now, I know a lot of the models and everybody have their own subjects. Some have reading. Some have history. So different things. So I'm just excited to hear what they're going to say. So science is really great. So is it possible that she might want to be a doctor?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a real.
She said she want to be. I'm sorry. Is there another? I know y'all have a speaker. Is there another phone in the same area? No, she's not talking into the phone. We'll try again.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I know sometimes if you have another phone in the same area that is tuned in, they will always just do is ask to put that on mute, and then that will take away. Because there's sometimes, and it could be mine when we're having issues earlier. But, yeah, I can hear yeah, clearly now. So I do know, like, on today with the contest and everything that is going on with that, whenever you all going to the page, have you all been able to chat with your friends and family and ask them to vote for you all on today?
Yeah, we've been contacting people, especially yesterday during Christmas. We told them about today. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So we also, and I have another model actually is there. She's in a contest. Yasmin Chanel. Yasmin Chanel, and I know she hears me. I can see her clearly. So she's going to be walking over shortly. So we are with family in Walsford, South Carolina, where we're located at. And so I'm going to bring her on shortly so she can share about her experience with, because she was actually the face of our company for last week as well. So the thing about it with whenever you have anyone in a contest, we always want to put information out there that just like the whole purpose of that, everybody is a winner, because by your face and information being put out there, everyone gets exposure. So those are great, great ways of getting exposure in all life. So anything you all want to say, you want to say to any mother out there, tell them what it takes to get your daughter or child into this industry?
I would say to find your contacts, because contacts are very important. Make sure that your child actually likes doing it, because when they like doing it, it's not a chore. It's actually something exciting and fun for both of you to share.
Yes, yes. And that is so, so true. I've, even as a mother, and started with my daughters in the industry, after she was in sixth grade and dancing, definitely you need to be connected and also just have an open mind to know that whenever they tell you that that they want to do it, that they will actually be available, you know, to do it, and they want to do it. And some of them say, I'm tired, I don't want to do it anymore. We need to respect that as parents, too, because it's not so much that they're letting you know. Then I have another father that contacted us, and they said that his daughter, she's into designing clothes, she's into dancing, she's into modeling, she's into singing and acting. And he was like, when, I tell her that it's too much. So I advise him that actually my brain works the same way. I like to do more than one thing, and a lot of times that when it gets to that area, when you get comfortable with what you're doing, if you're doing a project, you kind of like back off from it when you get it to that point. And that's the same thing with what happens with me. And I was explaining about his daughter. So let her be who she is. When she's tired or even she's exhausted in one area, she'll know when to back off and say, okay, I brought that to the level where I want that at, so I'm going to move towards the next level. So great job. So Yasmin Noble, could you come over and share something about what's happening with you with the last week when you were the face of the company?
Yes, vote for me. That's become the next cover motto.
So why do you want to be a cover model?
Because I want to. That's the prize. That's the reward. And it's fun.
And it's fun? Okay. Well, thank you, Yasmin Noble. So we're here at Mount Family and chatting, and everyone, like, you know, having this great Saturday breakfast is about to start shortly. But so did y'all have a big Christmas breakfast yesterday as well?
Well, we did. We did a Christmas breakfast and a small Christmas dinner.
Oh, wonderful! So, and I didn't hear her when she said what was on her list. Did she get everything she wanted?
She got everything she wanted and more.
So what is your Kendall? What is your most favorite presents that you got?
The dollhouse.
Oh, a dollhouse. Is it tall as you or a little shorter? I mean, how tall is it? Because I got one when I was your age, too.
It's a lot tall. It's bigger than me.
Ooh, how I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Well, Kendall, when I was about your age, I got this easy baker where you bake like little cakes. Did you get one of those too? Or you ever had one? I have one now.
Yeah, I do have one now.
Oh, good. So, Mom, she be baking cakes and cookies and stuff?
Yeah, she actually likes to help me out in the big kitchen. She's always in my right hand helping me out.
Yeah, so see, that's exciting. And I know today, I know a lot of people have their toys and what they used to have. And I'm thinking back now, what happened to all of mine? I mean, I still should have him. I was the baby of the family, and the next one that was born was my nephew, so I know he didn't play with it, so I don't know what happened. I think as I left them in the middle of the floor, whatever I did, I think they got rid of him. So hold on to yours, Kendall. Make sure you put it up and do the things you're supposed to do so you can have it forever and you can pass it on, because really all those gifts and toys, they come back. They come back into what they remake them, or either they have them, you know, probably a little bit more fancier, but they all come back. So, Mom, anything else you want to say, or Kendall, you want to say to any of the listeners out there that want to share with anybody who want to get into modeling?
Anything you
want to
share, Kendall?
Nothing else.
Okay, great. Well, that's fine. But we're going to have y'all back on. So this is just the first time, and we're going to bring you back on. You did a great job. I love your energy. I hear the way you express yourself. That is definitely exciting to me, and I love it, love it, love it. So, Mom, how can anyone reach you all in your social media outlet?
Okay, in social media, I actually started Kindle her own link to mine. So it's Kindle Model and Actress. You can see directly from there and some of the photos that she just did for her phone.
Oh, great. And by the way, those photo shoots, those pictures are beautiful, Kendall. You're a beautiful, beautiful little girl. You are, I love and the way they captured it. So the photographer who took those pictures, who was that?
That was Bryant Kreminger.
Okay.
Fairmont, North Carolina. He works with Kelvin Townsend a lot.
Okay. Oh, awesome. So what we're going to do with IPH, we're going to start a networking for photographers. I really want a whole, like, at least 20 photographers in our network where at any point in time, if whoever needs them, and that'll be something that I want to coordinate with them with prices, have all that ready lined up. So one day, say if you use them one day, is one price. The next day, I want it to be like a way that makes it seamless for the models and talent. And that's going to be coming. Some more information is going to be coming about that, because a lot of times, say you want to use that person, you might not, because that person is busy, and it is just, you know, that person is booked up for a period of time. So we're going to start a network for photographers. We have it on our website, but somehow along the way, we had a website for 2 years. And we got them entwined with the models, talent, industry professionals, such as the makeup artists, the fashion designers. So they all in there, and I wanted that, and I still want that, but I still want to do something separate for separate entities. So that is coming definitely. So definitely at this point in time, thank you all so much. I'm not sure, did you put your email address out there as well?
No, not going to put it out there now.
I'm sorry?
We're not going to put it out there now. I'm going to set up Kendall her own.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And that sounds great. So definitely I want to set up a meeting with you a little later in the week so we can talk further in reference to all the great stuff that we have to offer through our services and make sure that we're capturing on those. And also to just be in my number, I'm available. Call me at any time. Be more than happy to talk with you all and walk you if you have any questions about anything. And thank you all so much for tuning in and calling in and being a part of our show today, because this is what makes us successful, because I don't see it as myself. I see it as it's us. We all in this together. And as I grow, you grow, and as you grow, we grow. So we want that to always be a face, a factor in all our matters. So thank you all so much for tuning in and calling in, Kendall and Mommy of Kendall. Thank you all so much. And if you don't have anything else to say, thank you for thanks also for the listeners for tuning in on today. By all means, keep us at the forefront While we have the contest, vote for Kendo, vote for Yasmin, vote for actually Model Heaven. And you can vote, you know, one time for each person, each contest. So that's great. For our next contest coming on, the 28th contest, right now that's on the table what we're going to do next with that. We're going towards 30, so when we get to really 30, it's going to be something totally different. So right now we're going to keep it where it is. And for all the other things that happen in the social media, tune in to me tonight. I'll put more information out there about the radio show, where I'll be on tonight and talking with Vine and Grace. And basically, that's it. If y'all don't have anything else to say, we'll go ahead and close out. So thank you again, and y'all have a great day, and we'll be talking soon.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Kendall.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.